Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
The Alaska Moose Foundation's salvage operations are being suspended after the organization saw a decrease in membership and lack of funding. AMF is a nonprofit, and its wildlife salvation program is run by Alaska State Wildlife Troopers. Through the program, AMF delivers wildlife roadkill to charities in a move to fight for food security. One of the main reasons to halt the operation is many members can no longer afford to pay for the service due to the economic repercussions of COVID-19. AMF said in a Facebook post, "Due to the COVID-19 situation and the number of people unable to afford memberships, AMF is unable to fund the resources necessary to operate." Moving forward, AMF says it will no longer be accepting new memberships or renewing expired memberships. The Soldotna Chamber of Commerce is holding a Shop Local program through December 16th called Holding Our Own. Its aim is to motivate residents of the peninsula to spend money locally in Soldotna to bolster the businesses that have been long suffering through the COVID-19 pandemic. For every $200 spent shopping in Soldotna, participants will receive two $50 vouchers to spend at local participating businesses by the end of the year. Utilizing funds from the City of Soldotna and CARES Act funding, $100,000 has been earmarked to bolster the program. How can the proud people of Soldotna hold their own? It's easy. Shop and spend $200 or more on discretionary items. Shannon Davis of the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce has details.
All you have to do if you are a shopper is shop in Soldotna and save your receipts. Start saving them right now, and we're accepting receipts all the way back to November 1st. Now, these receipts need to be for discretionary items. So these include things like clothing, furniture, tools, sporting goods, art, even restaurant receipts or cafes, bars and distilleries, books, flowers. All that kind of stuff is considered discretionary, and we will accept those receipts to get up to your total of $200. Now, non-discretionary purchases are things like groceries, fuel, utilities, mortgage. So those types of expenditures will not count towards your $200.
Once shoppers have ideally done each bit of holiday shopping while in Soldotna, up to 10 receipts totaling at least $200 can be submitted online or dropped off at the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce. Taxes, delivery, and shipping fees do not count, so spend generously. After the receipts have been uploaded, shoppers will be able to choose two businesses to receive $50 shopping vouchers from, and those will be mailed within two business days. So, local business owners wondering how they can participate, Ms. Davis has the plan covered.
You must be a business that is located within the city limits of Soldotna. You can't be traded on the U.S. Stock Exchange, and you can't be a national chain. But other than that, pretty much anything goes for businesses to sign up as long as you're in the city limits. So you must have been negatively impacted by COVID-19 restrictions. You have to have a brick and mortar business, and you must have been in existence in the state of Alaska with a business license since January 1st of 2020.
Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.